The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. But nothing perfect or considered. So damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You run, but you won't get away. No one knows what's coming up. Where will you go now? It's the story.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt. Inside your head, as I like to say, on this Tuesday, the 22nd day of December. I hope your children are being good, not naughty. Dwayne is off the Christmas list. He's never been on the Christmas list in 20 years, but he's off this Christmas list. He's been nothing but a pain in the neck. But good morning to the rest of you out there. I want to begin by asking Georgians to call me, 1-800-520-1234. Georgia is the story. It's the story of the next 2 years, in the next 2 weeks. Because, of course, on January 5 is the last day for voting in the two Senate races that will decide the control of the Senate and thus whether or not Joe Biden has complete control of the government or must deal with Mitch McConnell at every turn. Now, of course, the president always runs foreign affairs pretty much unilaterally. But if President-elect Biden doesn't have Mitch McConnell in the majority leader's seat, it's going to be terrifically difficult for liberty, freedom, and the economy to prosper over the next 4 years. So, Georgia, you got to get out and vote. Now, you can vote early. In fact, at the Wall Street Journal this morning, the lead editorial is entitled, Will Georgia Elect Mitch McConnell? Both parties are saying the stakes are national in the two January 5 Senate runoffs. Now, I don't like to give the impression it's a January 5 election. It's not. The election is now. You can go today and vote. And I would urge you to go today and vote. What else are you doing? I mean, it's, 3 days before Christmas. If you're going to the office, you're not doing any work. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. Nobody has any work this week except me. Go out and vote in person. Go look, call the computer. Go to Google. Early voting Georgia, Cobb County, whatever county you're in, Cobb County. I can't pronounce any of the Georgia counties. None of it's pronounced in Ohio. But it's what you got to do. Here's what the Wall Street Journal writes this morning in an article by William McGurn, really one of their top writers, absolutely top writer. Tip O'Neill famously advised that all politics is local, not on January 5 and not in Georgia. On that day, Georgians will choose their two U.S. senators. But the outcome is more to do with Washington than Georgia. If Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock both win, their party will hold not only the White House, but both houses of Congress. That would give Joe Biden an opportunity to run the table on everything from judicial nominees and tax hikes to trillions in spending. But if one or both of the Republican incumbents prevail, Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, Mitch McConnell will continue to lead a Republican majority that could then be in a position to block much of Mr. Biden's agenda. In this way, the outcome of the doubtful runoff will determine the power and the reach of the Biden administration. The latest Real Clear Politics average shows Mr. Perdue leading Mr. Ossoff 49.6% to 48%. Ms. Loeffler up over Mr. Warnock 49.2% to 48.4%. But the results remain within the margin of error. There are too many variables to predict the outcome with any confidence. The biggest variable is who will turn out and in what numbers. According to Georgia Votes, 1,471,144 people have voted so far. Roughly one in five registered voters. Based on which party ballot those who voted in the June primary requested, it's now running 59% to 39% in favor of Democrats. But a third of those who have voted early didn't vote in a primary, so there's no way to know their preference. Georgia doesn't register voters by primary. In addition, 76,000 new voters have registered since the November election. I hope those are really Georgians. What both sides do know is that turnout will decide the election. For the Democrats, that means the black vote. It's a growing segment of the Georgia vote, and African Americans helped make Mr. Biden the first Democratic presidential nominee to carry the Peach State in 28 years. That's why leaders such as Stacey Abrams, who lost the 2018 race for governor, have been working hard on registering black voters. Still, formidable challenges remain. Mr. Warnock's record has become the main target of the GOP attack, with Ms. Leffler calling him a radical liberal. That's gentle, actually. Really gentle. He's a radical radical. As for Mr. Ossoff, he earned 100,000 fewer votes than Mr. Biden in November. Are these voters now going to come out for Mr. Ossoff in a runoff? The Republican turnout question is much more straightforward, writes the Journal's McGurn. Can Donald Trump get his supporters to turn out for Mr. Perdue and Ms. Leffler? Or will enough Republicans stay home because they are angry at half of the message that Georgia's GOP establishment is corrupt and its voting system rigged? And no, you know what? I think people in Georgia are smart. And I think primarily they're going to come out to vote against Chuck Schumer. That's because on Election Day, Chuck Schumer said this, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
That's what Chuck Schumer, he wants to annex Atlanta to Manhattan. He wants to annex Macon to Manhattan. He wants to annex Savannah to Manhattan. He wants to annex every part of Georgia. He wants to make Augusta. He wants to move the Masters to Manhattan. They're going to play from building top to building top. Meanwhile, he's pushing on you radical, radical Democrats. John Ossoff basically wants a gag in your mouth, cut number two.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough.
You can never run or show your face again in public. Here is Raphael Warnock running against Kelly Loeffler, cut number three.
If it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
All right, America, Georgia, you need to repent for your worship of whiteness. I do not worship whiteness. I worship Jesus Christ, and I think most Georgians do. I think all religious people in Georgia worship their own God. They do not worship whiteness. There might be, you know, a couple of nuts out there, a tenth of a percent of Georgia, who worship on the right white supremacy and on the left Castro. Well, I shouldn't go that small. Here's Raphael Warnock in 2016, cut number nine.
We pray for the people of Cuba in this moment. We remember Fidel Castro, whose legacy is complex. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex.
Legacy is not complex. He was a communist killer. Donald Trump in Georgia, cut number eight.
We're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. I think it's an American. There's never
right.
been.
It is the most important congressional runoff in American history. Karl Rove on Fox with Brian Kilmeade yesterday. Cut number 10.
Well, I think it hurts. I mean, it clearly hurts, but I'm not certain how much it hurts, because people are fully capable of keeping two things in their minds. And one thing is the president and the governor are having words. And more importantly, the Republican control of the Senate is up for grabs. And do we really want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden to be in charge of everything? And that thing is driving the vote more than the first thing is driving it. And what's interesting is it has an effect with the two most critical groups that Republicans are thinking about. Low propensity Trump voters feel very strongly about that argument. And so do swing voters in Atlanta who may have skipped the presidential race or even voted for Biden while voting for Republicans elsewhere on the ballot. Both of those groups share something in common. They don't want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to have it all.
Carl's right. Mitch McConnell said the same thing. Cut 17.
Well, the Georgia Senate races happened to land right in the middle of this coronavirus agreement. Leaving them aside for a minute, what the country needs is exactly what we're going to pass later tonight. The Georgia Senate races, however, do determine whether or not the Democrats will control the entire government. And what we fear is if they control the entire government, these movements to defund the police and move us in the direction of socialism will have new legs. I don't think that's what the voters voted for on November 3rd. I think the fact that House Republicans did better than anyone anticipated, the fact that Senate Republicans did better than all the
Mitch pundits. Is right. Georgia, you got to get out today to vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Today, go and vote early and come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. David Perdue, Kelly Loeffler, today. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody's
welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt, inside your head on this Tuesday morning. Georgia, get out and vote early today for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Ray in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Hugh. I'm great. How are you?
I'm terrific. Have you voted yet?
Yes, sir. I voted yesterday. Took me about 35 minutes. No biggie. My wife is going to try to vote today or tomorrow, depending on her work schedule. So, yeah, we did it. So,
are you Perdue and Loeffler voters?
Yes.
What's your feel for this in Blue Ridge? What's it feel like in your place in Georgia?
I live in a surf part of the state. I mean, it's really red. Somebody snuck out here last Friday and put a bunch of signs on the road, but it's no big deal. It's strongly conservative up here.
And so a 35-minute wait shows that Republicans are voting early, or at least Perdue and Loeffler voters, including moderate Democrats, are voting early.
Yeah. The only problem is I think it's going to be Metro Atlanta again. If we can get them to certify their votes first, I think that would clear up a lot of the, the cloud of mystery that surrounds that particular thing,
I think there's going to be more observers and lawyers and prosecutors ready in Atlanta than there has ever been, ever, any time. And they know, for example, they got 78,000 new registered people to vote. Those people had better have moved to Georgia with the intention of staying. You're allowed to move to Georgia and register to vote.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be a new, but you can't move there with the intention of voting and leaving. That's a fraud and a crime. So, Ray, as you turn on TV and radio, is it all Perdue, Loeffler, Warnock, Ossoff ads?
Oh, no, no, no. The local Atlanta news is where I get my local news. Channel 5, Fox 5, Channel 2, 11 and 46 are all Democrats. They won't give, I mean, they're all behind Democrats, big time.
Do they play that Castro clip? Do you ever see that Castro clip anywhere, which is the definitive Raphael Warnock is a radical clip?
Yes.
Good. Yes. That's the one. That's the key clip right there. Complex legacy, my, you know what, elbow. So, Ray, thank you, my friend. Keep up. Tell everyone you know to get out and vote. I got to check the markets. Brought to you by Birch Gold. You can buy gold at HughGold.com. There's still time before Christmas to put some gold in the stockings of the people you love. Give them something that lasts. And if you buy gold right now, they throw in some silver. And when they throw in silver, you put that in the kid's stocking, and you put the gold in your safety deposit box. Gold this morning, by the way, you go to HughGold.com or you text my name, Hugh, to 474747. You also get an early start on your New Year's resolution to straighten up your 401k by rolling over a portion of your 401k into a precious metals 401k. Birch Gold will walk you through that. You have to text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747 or go to HughGold.com and do it. Yesterday, the Dow was up 37, the NASDAQ was down 13, and the S&P was down 14 as they were waiting for the bill to be published. What was in the stimulus bill that passed yesterday? And the agreement was struck on Sunday, but nobody knew what was in it. So the details finally came out, and this morning, markets are up in England and Germany, and I expect they will be up today in at least tech. I think Amazon and the traditional players there are going in the Walmart, Costco, Target. I own Amazon, so I'm always happy when Amazon looks good. They're going to be up because the stimulus checks are going to arrive, and people, you got three people in your family, getting $1,800, that sort of thing. They're going to spend it on things they haven't been able to buy because they run out of money. They've been laid off, and they're going to do it from Costco, Walmart, Target, and Amazon in the next 5 days. And hoorah, that's a great thing, and the economy's going to get a jolt. That's a good thing. But it's an even better thing if you can take that money and buy gold with it at Birch Gold. Go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or just text my name, Hugh, to 474747. More calls from Georgia, 1-800-520-1234. Get out and vote today, Tuesday. For David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, let's close the gap on registered voters. Make this obvious who is going to represent Georgia. Stay tuned.
Lullaby, thou little tiny child, bye-bye,
It's Tuesday, and Georgia is voting. Georgia is voting in their early election because you can vote now until January 5 in the Senate runoff that will control oh so very much. Think about this. All three Democrats are going to retire on the Supreme Court. I really do believe that. Maybe only two. Stephen Breyer, definitely. I think Sonia Sotomayor is also going to retire in the next 2 years. Probably not Justice Kagan. She's young and been there looking forward to years on the court. She's a public intellectual. She loves this, right? She loves this as much as anyone. So, but two of them, and hopefully Joe Biden will nominate center-left judges, just like Donald Trump nominated originalists, not crazy right-wingers. We don't want crazy left-wingers. But just in case he does, you want the Senate Judiciary Committee to be run by Chuck Grassley or Lindsey Graham, not by Dick Durbin, or whoever else is in line there. Dianne Feinstein's retiring as chief of judiciary. It's a little bit old for that. So you got to get out and vote, Georgia. You just have to get out and vote. Brad in, where are you, Brad? Hiawassee, Georgia?
Hiawassee, Georgia. Little nowhere town. How you doing, Hugh?
Good. Have you voted yet?
No, absolutely not. And here's why. I voted in the main election, and I feel like...
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. I'm not going to talk to you then. Not going to talk to people who aren't voting. I want to talk to people who are going to vote. Steve in Atlanta. Have you voted yet, Steve?
I have not. I have an interesting situation, Hugh, and I wanted to bring it up with you because you mentioned a little twist on my situation, and that is there are 76,000 new registered voters in Georgia, and you mentioned that people should, you know, if they're moving there, they should have some attention.
Are you going to vote, though, Steve?
I just moved out of Georgia. I voted during November. I wish I could vote there, but now I live in Arizona.
You can't vote there. That's illegal.
I can't, exactly. But why should people who move from Arizona to Georgia be allowed to vote in the runoff?
Because your state law says they can. And your state law determines.
Already voted for this cycle in Arizona.
I know, but that your state law says, and the Constitution guarantees the right to travel. So imagine you're a young associate with a big law firm, say King and Spalding, and you were studying for the bar, right? You've been studying for the bar in California, and you took the bar. I think the bar is December 15th or something, or the second bar, or some variation of that. And you studied for the bar, and then you moved to Atlanta to go to work for King and Spalding. And you moved to Atlanta, and you're new to Atlanta. You're a new citizen, and those senators are going to govern your state and govern your state's vote for the next 6 years, and the Constitution guarantees you the right to vote for them. But you cannot move to Atlanta for the purposes of voting and then leave. So I'm sorry that you left, Steve, but those people have a constitutional right.
My job said go away.
Yeah, and that's exactly, you got to be sympathetic to the people whose job said come. And if there was an Arizona special election, you could vote in it tomorrow. That's the American way. You get to vote. Thank you, Steve. Let me go remind people of the stakes. Here's Karl Rove with Brian Kilmeade yesterday, cut number 10.
Well, I think it hurts. I mean, it clearly hurts, but I'm not certain how much it hurts because people are fully capable of keeping two things in their minds. And one thing is the president and the governor are having words. And more importantly, the Republican control of the Senate is up for grabs. And do we really want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden to be in charge of everything? And that thing is driving the vote more than the first thing is driving it. And what's interesting is it has an effect with the two most critical groups that Republicans are thinking about. Low propensity Trump voters feel very strongly about that argument, and so do swing voters in Atlanta who may have skipped the presidential race or even voted for Biden while voting for Republicans elsewhere on the ballot. Both of those groups share something in common. They don't want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to have it all.
They do not want them to have it all. That's why I won't talk to people who aren't going to vote. I mean, why call a radio show to say don't vote? I'm not going to talk to you. I think that's crazy. And some of you are seminar callers. You're Democrats trying to trick. I've had many of you trying to trick people into not voting by promoting your vote won't count stuff. That's nonsense. Your vote's going to count in Georgia more than it has ever counted in your life. It's the most important vote of your life. It's going to be a close election, and your vote's going to matter. And if you don't vote, you are letting down freedom. And that's why Democrats are calling up and pretending to be Republicans on shows across the United States saying, oh, I'm not going to vote. I'm mad. And they're just Democrats trying to suppress the vote like they do a suppression poll. I don't believe these polls either. I don't believe any polls. I just don't. They were 17 points in Wisconsin. They said Trump was going to lose by 17 points. He lost by 20,000 votes maximum. It doesn't make any sense. Don't let people trick you. Here's Mitch McConnell talking about Georgia, cut number 17.
Well, the Georgia Senate races happen to land right in the middle of this coronavirus agreement. Leaving them aside for a minute, what the country needs is exactly what we're going to pass later tonight. The Georgia Senate races, however, do determine whether or not the Democrats will control the entire government. And what we fear is if they control the entire government, these movements to defund the police and move us in the direction of socialism will have new legs. I don't think that's what the voters voted for on November 3rd. I think the fact that House Republicans did better than anyone anticipated, the fact that Senate Republicans did better than all the pundits said, indicated the American people were voting for moderation, not far left. Winning in Georgia guarantees that the new president will be a moderate because he won't have any choice.
He will not have any choice at all. Joy Reid, my colleague from MSNBC, had Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on yesterday, cut number 11.
You know, and I think for a lot of Democrats, Democrats have a lot of PTSD about the 8 years in which Barack Obama was president of the United States. And during the parts of that administration where Mitch McConnell was majority leader, he was essentially bound and determined to destroy the Obama presidency. And he did do, even when he was minority leader, the amount of filibusters. It almost felt like the 1950s was happening again, the amount of filibusters that were waged. Are you going into this administration preparing basically to be in a fight, to be in a constant war with Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, whether they're the majority or the minority?
Now, I like Joy. But PTSD is a term I reserve for people who've actually been in combat or in harrowing situations like a first responder. And you're not going to war. It's called politics. It's called separation of powers. It's called American constitutional rule of law. And Mitch McConnell is in leadership for 2 years of President Obama's 8 years because the American people put him there by virtue of their votes in the Senate of the United States, as was intended by the framers and the amenders of the Constitution. Not a war. Meanwhile, John Kennedy was on Fox with Sandra Smith talking to a senator from Louisiana, talking about the COVID relief bill that passed and whether or not it's good for America. Cut number 12.
Well, the bill should have happened sooner. How can I put this? I don't want to say anything to upset anybody at the last minute, but you've got to be careful with old people, as most of us in Congress are. They don't like being old in the first place, so they get kind of touchy. And these negotiations were very touchy, and we had to be patient. But I think we're going to have a reasonably good result today. It gives more money to small business, gives more money to the American people, gives more money to vaccine distribution.
But is it enough?
Is it enough
to get the real help that they need? I mean, I'm looking at the Dow this morning futures indicating a 408 point sell off. Is this real help or is this just optics for senators in Washington to make it look like they're bringing real help to the American people? Which is it?
Oh, it's real help. It's $1 trillion, for God's sakes. What is that, $1,000 million? And there is no money, Ferry. We don't have this money. We don't have 5% of it. Sandra, we had to borrow. It's real help. Will it be enough? I think it will be, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
It's $1 billion. Good for you. It's $1 trillion. Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, on with Jim Cramer yesterday, cut number 19.
Well, we're definitely in a much better position, and there's no question the first bill, the CARES Act, is the reason why we're here today and the economy has continued to rebound. But as you and I have talked about before, there are still parts of the economy that are particularly hard hit. As you know, we've been working on for months additional money for those parts of the economy, and we couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week, $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays. We also have extensions of the PPP. You know how important this has been, Jim, to small business, particularly restaurants. So not only are we recycling $140 billion that's been sitting there that we've been waiting for approval, but we have substantial other money, so over $325 billion targeted for small business, much more directed. Congress also agreed to reinstate the tax deductibility on the PPP expenses, so that'll be additional relief for small business. And I think, as you know, the president is particularly concerned about restaurants, so we restored the deductibility of meal expenses for business people. So we couldn't be more pleased. Took us too long to get here, but as we've said before, this is about kids and jobs and vaccines.
I'm so happy with PPP. It saved so many jobs. It's expanded. I know it's expanded. I studied it. They are going to cover more news media outlets, more radio, more television, more newspapers that did not cover it in ground one. They're going to go back to restaurants, let them get the deductibility. People will go out more and eat more. They've done bus lines, tour lines, cruise lines. They have made the airlines whole. It's a great bill. And I'm all in favor of it because they just lost revenue precipitously. All those people lost revenue precipitously. Now I want to talk to you about Prison Fellowship. I need you, please, if you're going to help us, get over now to HughHewitt.com. Go to the top and make your greatest gift to Prison Fellowship. Stacey Campbell is a Prison Fellowship volunteer, and she talked about the first time she was able to complete the gift transfer from mom or dad behind bars in jail, in prison, to their child at home at Christmas.
And it was a little boy answered the door, and I said, oh, here's a gift from your dad. And it was just this, oh, he remembered me. Yeah. And I think the whole gift kind of fades into the background. It's that connection and that realization that I belong, and my friends are having Christmas, but I'm having Christmas too. I'm worthy as a little kid. And that's the part that doesn't leave you.
It doesn't leave you. And you don't want to leave Angel Tree behind. Go to HughHewitt.com. Go up to the very top banner. Click on it. Make your best gift today. Don't forget HonorBoundCoffee.com. Talking to Seth and Pete yesterday, who run HonorBoundCoffee.com. They're writing checks this week to the charities supported. They're military charities. Semper Fi Fund is one of them. Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund. They get a check because 100% of the profits from Honor Bound Coffee go to them. Get your coffee from Honor Bound Coffee. Just do it today. Some of you have been intending to do it all year long. Look at this. Get a drink coffee every morning. Not even lukewarm.
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, no cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer. Two young and old, ding and the bull, ding and ding dong. That is the song, the eternal ring, all caroling.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Joined by David Drucker of the Washington Examiner. Follow him on Twitter at David M. Drucker. I hope you're watching us on my YouTube channel. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm great, Hugh. How are you?
Good. I want to review with you the last three polls. Now, I think polls are very suspect after the massive fail on November the 3rd. But on Tuesday, December 15th, in the Fox 5 Insider Advantage, Purdue was up one, Loeffler was up one. On Thursday of last week in the Emerson poll, Purdue was up three, Loeffler was up three. And on Friday, December 18th, in the Trafalgar Group poll, Purdue was up two, Loeffler was up six. And you've just written a story about anti-abortion groups and pro-life groups are going down to Georgia and spending a lot of money. So they must think it's worth their time.
Oh, well, it's worth their time, yeah. I mean, it's a competitive race. Look, I still think I'd give the two Republican incumbents the advantage, but Georgia was competitive all the way through the 2020 campaign. And, you know, when I went down to Georgia in May of 2019 and spoke to a bunch of people on the ground, Georgia Republicans who live there and work there, they told me they were worried about how the race might turn out. And when you watch the Trump campaign deployment and spending throughout the presidential campaign, it was clear that their numbers were telling them that that race was for real. And so now you're looking at a competitive runoff situation with high turnout so far, at least according to balloting. And we don't know, you know, who's getting the ballots, but a lot of people are voting. I would expect this race to be close. I would still give the Republicans the edge. But you cannot take anything for granted, and it doesn't mean just because I'm giving them the edge based on my intuition and reporting that the Democrats cannot still win these races.
Well, I like your story that the Susan B. Anthony list, which is probably the preeminent pro-life political activity group in America, they are down targeting Spanish-speaking voters. Now, this is real niche voting. If people are buying ads on the Hugh Hewitt Show, and they are in Georgia, they're on 920, which is, you know, I've got the highest rated morning talk show in Atlanta. There are other stations with higher rating, but their music. If they're buying ads on the Hugh Hewitt Show, they're targeting Republicans. If they're buying ads on Spanish speaking language, they're probably targeting non-voters and independents and some Democrats, David Dreyer. That's an unusual niche buy.
Well, they also, Hugh, I mean, it is, look, every group that cares about electing Republicans is playing in this. And it's gotten so crowded that they've started not worrying about television and focusing on radio, direct mail, and digital just because there's no more television time to buy. I mean, there's a new gun rights group was stood up, run by Chris Cox, the former NRA guy. They plan to spend $1 million targeting gun owners. You've got the Susan B. Anthony list project. They're going to spend $4 million targeting what they estimate are 100,000 Hispanic conservatives. And, if you know, one of the things that was a positive development for Republicans and the president in his past election, even though he didn't win, was the fact that we saw Hispanics swing in several counties in multiple states toward the president. And so they think that there's some damage to be done there. And when you're playing on the margins, and this thing could come down to a really thin outcome, I mean, every last group that you can motivate to vote for you helps. And so these Spanish language ads by Women Speak Out, which is the Susan B. Anthony list super PAC, could be a difference maker.
Let me tell you a little bit about Inside Radio. It's so much money in Georgia that people are buying national spots to pick up my network affiliate. I got 14 affiliates in Georgia. And normally a network spot, you don't buy it for a one state campaign, right? You buy, but there is no local radio left to buy. So they buy network spots when we have a little inventory of that because it's December and people normally we just bonus our big clients like relieffactor.com or andrewandtodd.com. The people who are on the radio every day supporting the show. They get the bonus spots in December. If you've got a little extra inventory, just bonus them the spot. There is no extra inventory because smart people in the campaign business know they blanket Georgia with an ad buy on Hugh Hewitt or Mike Gallagher or Larry Elder, Seb Gorka, or they get the whole show. And so they're going to buy Dennis Prager nationally because they got to pick up the affiliates in Georgia. It's a wonderful thing for radio.
That's fascinating. I mean, look, this is what happens in television from time to time in big races. I don't know if I've ever heard it happen in radio. It's probably happened. I haven't heard of it happening. And that just tells you how hyper-focused everybody is on Georgia. I mean, every couple of days I'll look at the independent expenditure filings at the FEC's website, and you can see all of the different groups on the left and the right that are spending in this race. All of the Republican and Democratic committees are deployed into Georgia with people all over the place. I mean, this thing really is, in some ways, like the Wild Wild West. I mean, there's no rest for the weary here, and it's going to be like this right up until the end.
Absolutely. You know, local radio has hemorrhaged for a year, but the national shows, because of political spending, best year I've ever had. And it just continues because there's too much money in politics, but it's better than having campaign finance, which, of course, punishes people who aren't already incumbents. David M. Dreyer, good to talk to you, my friend. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If I don't talk to you before then, maybe I'll talk to you next week. We're working a few days next week, too. Don't go anywhere, America. Hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show is straight ahead. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.